couple verses here. And I asked a couple of Bible scholars before the service started. I said, "Do you know that heads or tails is in the Bible?" And so I don't have a coin because I don't like stuff in my pocket. I guess I got a phone and the church keys. That's it. But I don't like change and all that kind of stuff. Some people, they got wads because they love stuff in their pockets, but I don't like it. But different strokes for different folks, I guess. But anyway, all of us have flipped a coin. And I think you can even these days ask Siri to flip a coin for you. Do I want Taco Bell or do I want Subway? Siri, flip a coin. And you let Siri decide where you go eat and so forth. So, but it's in the Bible. That is pretty much a chance. You got a 50% chance it's on heads and you got a 50% chance it's on tails. I mean, it's a chance. And so, they do it. I think they do it at football games. And I believe at the Super Bowl this year, they did it for overtime and one team knew the rules and the other team didn't about the new rules and so forth. And don't want to open up wounds there. But that coin flip. And so, it's the principle of it is in the Bible. And it's found here in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13. And it says, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail." So there it is right there. The Lord will make thee the head and not the tail. So God knew that there was going to be heads or tails. And He wants to make you the head. Again, if you were choosing between those two things, the head or the tail, I would pick the head. All right? And so forth. But God says here, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. And if that thou hearkeneth unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe to do all of them." And so what I'm going to do, obviously, first 12 verses talks about God wanting to make you the head. And there's that big word, even though it's only two letters, all the way through. And it's if. And I've heard lots of preaching on it. If my people, which are called by my name, there's a big if. There's a lot of people that are called by His name, but they're not doing what He wants them to do. And so He wanted to make them the head. I don't know that He's making them the tail, but a lot of people are making a tail out of themselves. But God says here, if. And so we're going to look at it tonight. God wants to make us a success. He wants to make us the head or the leader in some way. However, you can listen to God and He'll make you that head, or you don't listen to God and you can make a tail out of yourself. So we see that there's we know that the phrase is taught not in the Bible but throughout life, heads or tails. There's examples, and I talked about the football game. Sometimes we'll see where we want to go eat or who gets to go first. I'll flip you for it, things like that. Or you could have been like I was, because I was the oldest. And I was a good bit older than my brothers and sisters, so I could very easily trick them. And I made that statement, and some of you probably have made it. Heads I win, tails you lose. All right, you get it? Heads I win, tails you lose. And so, but God basically says here, I'm not going to trying to trick you. If you will let me, I'll make you the head. I will make you leaders. I'll make you successful. I'll bless you. If not, there's going to be a curse. You're going to be the tail end of the joke. You're going to be, and things like that. And so we saw that in Sunday school this morning. If we are obedient, blessings come. If we're disobedient, cursings come. It's up to us. And so it's not a flip. I'm going to be blessed by God. No, God says if, and we're going to look at these ifs. I can do it. It doesn't matter what it lands on. I can decide. So, however, God uses this term. If you obey me, I'll make you the head. If you disobey me, I will let you be the tail. So the key word here is if. And let's look in verse 1, and we'll go through these pretty quickly. And it says, "And it shall come to pass if," and this is the first time it's mentioned. And it's mentioned in several verses all the way down to where He says, "I'll make you the head and not the tail." So if Thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. I'll put you above. I'll put you up here as the head, above all nations of the earth. And so again, it's the if. God's not going to make you. God's not going to make you earn your salvation. He'll just give it to you. He's not going to make you earn this. He'll just give it to you if we hearken. So we're looking here. Verse 1, it says, if thou hearkenest. In other words, listen. Pay attention. See what God's saying. Second thing there, it says here, if thou shalt hearken diligently. Not just haphazardly. Not just when you get around to it. No, on purpose. And so that's why when I'm here preaching, sometimes I am tired when I hear preaching. And so I'll sit up and I'll shake myself and I'll, write notes if I have to, whatever. Why? Because I want to listen diligently, because God might give me some information. God might be leading me in a way that will make me ahead. Give me a blessing. Put me above. Again, not to be braggadocious about it, but I just want to be where God can bless me. So if you hearken, and then not only hearken, but hearken diligently. The third place in that Bible, or in that verse 1, says, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord. So I'm supposed to listen, but not just listen, but listen diligently, but not just listen diligently, but to the Lord. When I was a kid, I listened, I paid attention to the social aspect of the thing. What was the cool thing to do? What would make me the most popular? So I was listening, and I was listening intently for the clothes style and for the words to use and the places to go. I was in tune, but I wasn't listening to God. I was listening to the TV and the social aspect of the world and the world's philosophies. And so I was basically making it, allowing myself to be a tail and not the head. That's what he's talking about. You got to listen diligently, but listen to the Lord. And the next part says here, if thou shalt observe to do all his commandments. So again, we can't pick and choose. If we pick and choose, we're going to end up being the head of the tail. But if we don't pick, we just listen to all of them. Well, I agree with that one, and I don't agree with that one. Let's mark that out. All right? And that's why a lot of times we got different versions out there, because somebody didn't like that one. They left it out. And so now they just called it a different version. So we got to hearken to all of it, and not the parts that we like, and then not listen to the parts that we don't like. All of us are going to get our toes stepped on. So he says here, if you want to be ahead and not the tail, listen. Listen diligently. Listen to the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments. So then God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. God will lift you up and use you in a great way. Look at verse 2. It says here, and these blessings shall come upon thee. God's going to do that if you hearken diligently to his voice and obey all of them. Then God will do all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, and thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And so again, just like she was talking about, her testimony there of leading those people to the Lord. She had hearkened, she had listened, she had obeyed, and God used her in a great mighty way. And these blessings came upon her. She was allowed to lead an 80-year-old lady to the Lord and a 17-year-old to the Lord. And I'm sure she could have just went on all night, all the blessings that God's given her. Why? Because listening to him and doing all that he said. So verse 2 says here, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Verse 13, let's skip over there. We just read it. And there was an if in it. Down at the bottom. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord. And so we have to do what God says there. And in verse 13, to all of his commandments. Verse 14, it says and right there. So there's not actually an if, but 13 started there with that if. And so this is and. This is adding on to that if. And thou shalt not go aside from any of these words which I command thee this day. So we can't backslide. We can't just go the other way if we want to be the head. Now we can backslide and be a tail. We can choose and pick and choose and we can be a tail. But if we do all of them, we can be the head. I command thee this day to thy right hand or to thy left, and go after other gods to serve them. So don't go aside, or you're going to make a tail out of yourself and not the head. God will bless you in ways you cannot believe. In verse 15 it says here, but it shall come to pass, there it is again, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So, here's the big if. Heads or tails? You want God to bless you? It's not a chance. It's not a circumstance. It's an if. You get to choose it. So in other words, if there was a quarter laying here on the heads and a quarter laying here on the tails, you get to pick the one you want. And so if God says here that I'll bless you and I'll pour them out all over you that you can't say. So be sure your sin will find you out, the Bible says. I found out that if I would listen to my parents when I was a kid, if I would listen to my teacher when I was a student, if I would listen to my boss when I was an employee, then if I'd listen to my wife when... Just pay attention. Make sure you pay attention. I've listened to God and things like that. If I listened to them, and do what they say, it went smoothly. If I did what my parents said, I stayed out of trouble. If I did what my teacher said, I passed my class. If I did what my boss said, I got a paycheck. If I do what God says, I get a blessing. That's what he's saying. If. It's not a chance. It's not flipping a coin. You just pick to obey and God will bless. Now again, just like we heard this morning, everything's not going to be a bed of roses and perfect. But God will help you through that. So it's up to you. So God wants to bless us if in our obedience. So in verse 3 it says here, blessed shalt thou be in the city. Right there. Blessed shalt thou be in the city and blessed shalt thou be in the field. So it doesn't matter if you're a city slicker or a country bumpkin. God can bless you. That's not, it's like, okay, let's see where we're going to live, in the city or the field. Now, if I had those two choices, I'd cheat to live in the field. All right? My wife said she could go to New York and live in a brownstone right there, and I'm like, I'm not seeing it. Okay? I'm sorry. Now, I took her there. We stayed in one, brownstoned it up for a couple of days, and went and saw some Broadway shows for her 50th birthday. Amen? So I did it. I paid my dues. But if I had a choice, I wouldn't even want to take a chance. You know, I'd be heads I win, tails you lose. We're going to the field. Amen? But anyway, we see here, God says that it doesn't matter if you live in the city or you live in the field. If you'll just obey me, I will bless you beyond all measure. It's not I'll bless the city slickers or I'll bless the country bumpkins. No, I'll bless them both if they will just obey me. Verse it says here, wherever you are, God can bless you if you'll obey him. And verse 4 says here, blessed shall be the fruit of the body, the ground, and the cattle. So if I obey God, if I listen to him, if I listen to him diligently, do everything that he says, here's a promise, not a chance, but a promise. I'll bless your body. I'll bless the ground, in other words, the fruit of your labor. And I'll bless your cattle. So again, I don't want to flip a coin for God's blessing. I just want to obey and do what he says so he will bless everything about me, my body, the ground that I live on, and the cattle, my substance. Verse 5 says, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. In other words, everything you have, your assets, God will bless them. Again, I've seen people and, the Bible talks about, abstaining from your own wisdom when you're trying to figure out finances and things like that. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be a good steward and have retirements and have all that kind of stuff. But the Bible talks about the person that wanted to tear down his barns and get more stuff. You flipped the coin and you chose the wrong thing. You put all your efforts in your stuff and tonight your soul's been required of thee. And it's not about who's got the most stuff when you leave this world. And so he said, so don't worry about it. But God says here, if you'll hearken to me diligently, to my voice, do everything I say, I'll even bless your basket and your store, your assets. Verse 6, blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Your daily routine will be blessed of God. When you're in your house, you'll be blessed. When you go outside of your house, you'll be blessed. So it's not like, okay, I'm blessed here at home because everybody knows me, everybody likes me, but out here I'm not blessed. No, God says he'll bless you everywhere. Verse 7, God will take care of anyone who tries to discourage you. Look what verse 7 says. And the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. In other words, heads I win, tails I'm going to get beat up. All right, no. God says, I'll take care of it. You just listen to me diligently, to my voice, and hearken to everything that I say. I'll even take care of your enemies. I will bless you. And then it goes on to say in verse 8, that blessing upon the in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest at thy hand unto, says here, God will put in your place what you cannot do yourself, and He will do it in a great way. So verse 8 says here, the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses. And so again, God will bless. Obviously we know the Bible is called the storehouse. We're supposed to come in the storehouse, bring our tithe to the storehouse. And again, that's how we get God's blessing on this place. Not flipping a coin. Shall we take on the missionary or not? Shall we go soul winning or not? Shall we read the Bible or not? No. We just do that, and the Bible says He'll bless our storehouse. And again, I believe God has blessed this church beyond measure. Shaking together, pressed down, running over is the way I look at it. Everything's paid for. God's blessed us, okay? Praise God for that. And it's the reason is because we got people listening diligently, not picking and choosing what they're going to obey and not obey, and living that life. So if God will bless. So I don't want to be a part of the problem of this church. I want to be the part of the solution. I want God to bless us. Verse 9, it says that the Lord shall establish thee in a holy people unto Himself. That's what God wants. He wants us to listen. And if we do that, then it says here, as He hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways. So He's telling us, if you'll do this, I'll bless you. If you'll do this, I'll continue to bless you. Everything, your field, your basket, your church, your life, your body, I'll bless you. And God will make us a holy person that walks in His ways. Verse 10 says here, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. And so again, I want, when we walk around in our families, that's a Christian. In our communities, hey, there's a person that goes to Lighthouse Baptist Church. At our workplace, there's a Christian. And he says here, if we walk around by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Now, I don't want to be afraid, they're going to call fire down from heaven on me. but respect. I don't want to tear that person down because God's on their side. I don't want to ridicule that person because God's on their side. Verse 11, God will make it possible for all your needs to be met. Verse 11 says this, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods and in fruit of the body and of the fruit of the cattle and the fruit of the ground and the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers give thee. So the Lord can bless all that we have and all that we need. Verse 12, God will cause whatever we do to prosper. And the Lord shall open to thee good treasures. The heaven shall give thee rain in the land in the seasons, and bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt borrow. And so again, if we're successful in our bank accounts, if we're successful in our job, all of it, we ought to give God the credit. Say, look, only thing I'm doing is I'm listening to God. And I'm listening to Him diligently. And I'm not picking and choosing. I'm trying to do everything that book says. And it's just God's blessing. And people ask you, why does everything you do touch turn to gold? Why are you successful? Why is this? Just give God the glory. Give God the credit. And so that's all the way to verse 13. Heads or tails? If you'll do all those things, God will make you head and not the tail. And then we see in verses 15 through 68, and we won't take time to read all of them, because that's where He lists the curses. You can take time to read it yourself tonight if you want to. So, but the first 13 verses is, if you'll listen diligently to every word and not pick and choose, God will bless. He will make you the head, not the tail. So verses 15 all the way to 68, so way more verses, it talks about what He will do to the person that won't. There's that if. If I land on heads, I get to go first. If I land on tails, I get to go last. Things like that. So we see that God's going to do that. So He uses 53 verses to tell you, only 15 or 13 what He'll do good for you if But he uses 53 verses on things that he will do to you if you don't obey him. And again, curse after curse after curse after curse. And so we won't take time there. But the Bible says in Luke 20 or 11, 28, says this, Jesus said, so in your Bible in Luke 11:28, there's some red letters if you have a red letter, just addition. Jesus said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God, and here's the key, and keep it. So there's the big if. We hear it, but you got to keep it, and then God will bless you. And so we say, okay, the Bible says here, yea, blessed are they that hear the word of God. So how can we hear the word of God? First of all, you can hear by reading it. And we talked about that Wednesday night about, absorbing the Bible. And one of the suggestions was read it out loud. Why? Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Sometimes when we're discouraged and we're battling a battle in our life, when we read the verse that somebody says, hey, read this verse, okay. And you go over there and you read it, but you're reading it silently. And it doesn't do much for you. But you're like, okay, I need this. It's like a vitamin. And I'm going to read it out loud. And we hear it. And we read it again and again. And it gives us that strength. How do we hear God? By reading the Bible. Secondly, by hearing it preached and taught. And you did great today by going to Sunday school and hearing it twice in two different services now. Then you can hear it also by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can bring verses to your mind. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So that temptation is there, but God, with that temptation, gives you a way of escaping it. And the Holy Spirit saying, in that small, still voice, this is what the Bible says. This is how you should respond. If you want to be a head and not a tail, respond this way. But a lot of times we don't hearken. We don't listen diligently. We just go right through and we listen to that other voice. And so we don't listen. So the Holy Spirit speaks, the Bible speaks, whether it be read or preached. And then we can also just have the testimony of other Christians. Miss Maria was used greatly tonight, I think. And I know God was speaking to me through her. And so, we can hear counsel or we can hear a testimony of another godly person. And that's how we hear the Word of God. And God's like, look, if you want that, I will bless you. And so, we can have that example of a godly parent, a godly Sunday school teacher, a godly youth director, a godly friend. We can hear the words of God. So, heads or tails? I don't want to take the chance. All right? I don't want to be, heads I win, tails you lose. I just want to do that if I hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, not to any other voice, and do every commandment. Don't pick and choose. Then God will say, hey, I'm going to put you high above. I'm going to bless you. All those things, city, field, basket, storehouse, all those things, if you hearken to the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you. Thank you for Miss Maria and being a blessing to us. Thank you for using her tonight. Lord, thank you for keeping her safe as she traveled here. We just ask you to keep her safe as she travels to her next place. Lord, we just ask you to bless her ministry. Lord, thank you for technology where she can do the FaceTime stuff and the Zoom and things like that to reach other deaf people. We just ask you to bless her ministry beyond measure. And Lord, just use her in a great and mighty way. Thank you for our church. Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have to serve you here. We do ask you to be with the business meeting coming up. Lord, I just ask you to help us to listen to the Holy Spirit and do what He says. Let's all stand. Brother Derek's going to lead us an invitation. If you'd like to come pray, the altar is open. If you want to just come thank the Lord and tell Him you're going to listen, you're going to hearken.